number 1267. Sue, would you please call the vote? Thank you, Bob.
Aye.
Ritz?
So I asked for this to be pulled from the consent agenda last week so that I could get more information from staff, and also because I wanted it to be on the regular agenda, both to explain this project and to start publicizing the public involvement so that people know it's happening. And as Rob said, it does involve North Williams Avenue from Widler to Killingsworth, North Willamette Boulevard from Rosa Parks to Woolsey, and three Lloyd District projects that involve several different neighborhood association areas and areas which have had a lot of issues with traffic. So I wanted to make sure that neighbors know that there's going to be this opportunity for involvement. I was initially concerned about the lack of detail on the public involvement piece, and frankly what caught my eye at first was that the female who's doing public involvement is being paid less than the male who's been doing public involvement. So I realize that that's a factor of the entire bid, but I think we would want to look at that in future procurement and contracting practices, that people should get paid similar for similar work. That's an aside, and clearly the bid was what the bid was, and I understand that the bidding process did how that was done and that it was done properly. So I was also concerned about the choice of bicycle advocates to do the public outreach. As Robert Fischfield just said, the process and the project as designed benefits all users, and Ellen Vanderslice, who's a phenomenal public involvement and both pedestrian and bicycle advocate, is going to be the project manager. So that makes me very comfortable that it will be done with full public involvement. There's an issue in the Elliott neighborhood, which is where many of these projects are, with an over... that neighborhood has got a lot of different public involvement projects going right now. And so I would like to work with the Public Involvement Advisory Committee and with the various bureaus and the Portland Development Commission to try to find ways that we can make things a little easier for the neighbors there who are being asked to participate on so many different levels, because we want to make sure that they have the information. And finally, I would like to thank Katja Dillman, Ellen Vanderslice, Rob Birchfield, and Dan. Remind me of Dan's last name.
Layden.
Dan Layden, thank you, who were very helpful in coming to my office and giving me a lot more information about this, which I've now been able to share with the public. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Aye. So approved.
Mayor Adams.
Yes.
I'd like to return to item 1248.
What's your motion?
Sue, do you have to read it again?
I can do that. I'm not sure. We'll do it.
Is that, Ben, is that the proper protocol to have it read again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 1248. Accept donation of the sign commonly known as the Made in Oregon sign from Daryl Paulson and execute an intergovernmental agreement between the city and PDC. Authorize the director of the Bureau of Internal Business Services to execute maintenance agreement, retail parking lot, commercial lease, rooftop commercial lease, and rooftop easement in support of the sign and donation.
Mayor Adams, I move to add an emergency clause.
Is there a second?
They can't do it together.
It's been moved and seconded to add an emergency clause to this item.
And I want to speak to it to explain why. I was pleasantly surprised this morning at Commissioner Fritz's willingness to support this. And as a result, if we pass this today, we can actually have the sign constructed and completed just before the day after Thanksgiving, which will allow us to turn on the sign and have the red nose. So Commissioner Fritz, the honor of turning the sign on this year will be yours. I was informed out in the hall that if we could get it signed today, they could get to work beginning literally today and have it done by the day after Thanksgiving.
That's great. All right, it's been moved and seconded to apply the emergency clause. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to this matter? Sue, would you please call the vote on this motion?
1 second. Ben, do we need to have the motion to reconsider vote?
We didn't vote on it, so we don't have to reconsider it.
Okay, got it. Leonard.
I thought about that.
I'm working on putting some language together for the emergency clause. So, which could be along the lines of, given your statement of the benefits that the public would obtain by no delay in construction proceeding in order for the improvements to occur before the holiday season, the language could read along the lines of, the council declares an emergency exists because of the public benefit to be achieved by immediately proceeding with work.
Would it be appropriate to have the name Rudolph and Red Nose illuminated?
That would be up to the council's discretion.
All right. Using that explanation, please call the vote on adding the emergency.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for the explanation, Commissioner Leonard. When you asked me if we could make it an emergency, I wondered if you were concerned that I might change my mind.
No.
I hope we'll be doing the sign switching together, because clearly you've done yeoman's work on this. I'm glad that you were voting again, though, because I wanted to explain to the public in particular why this makes sense for taxpayers.
So I would just tell you, we're just at this point voting on the emergency, and we will vote again, actually, on the ordinance.
I was in full spring.
Yes, you were. So you could either do that now.
All right, then I'll stop and say aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify on what is now an emergency ordinance?
Takes effect immediately.
Whereas a regular one takes 30 days to go into effect.
Are you here to testify on this matter?
No, I was just curious.
Sure. Sue, please call the vote on the now emergency ordinance.
Leonard.
Well, I need to thank Daryl Paulson and Art DeMero, who came up with this idea and proposal, and whose public spirit allowed this ordinance to occur. I certainly want to thank my colleagues, but in particular Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fish, who have both steadfastly helped guide this process with their focus on making sure that this icon that is part of Portland be retained. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank Amy Riaz, Ty Kovach, and Mark Moline, who worked on the details to make this happen. Aye.
Fritz.
I appreciate the work that's gone into this, and particularly want to explain to citizens that we're not spending $500,000 on this sign, right? And in fact, we're not spending that much altogether. The reason that this, I think, is a really good deal for citizens is that Mr. DeMuro is paying $200,000 now to change the sign and is going to be supporting it over the first few years. So essentially, we're paying it back, paying $2,000 a month, which, while still significant, $24,000 a year doesn't buy all that much in transportation improvements. And so the long-term deal with the parking spaces and the rental the retail space will bring revenue to the city. It allows us to preserve the sign now at a time where we have no additional money available in the general fund to do so, and still maintains the fiscal responsibility over the long haul. So thank you again for your diligent work on this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Leonard. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz and Fish, for your work on this, especially Commissioner Leonard, Ty Kovach, Mark Moline, and a big thanks to Amy Ruiz, my planning and sustainability staff. Portland acquires the Made in Oregon sign to say Portland, Oregon, using higher parking lot fees for an off-street lot under the Burnside Bridge. It's a good day. Aye. So approved. Quite an odyssey. All right. Can you please call the vote for item number 1268?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. And we are in recess until 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's actually a farm, like you've established.
Nice job. Thank you.